Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's Word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Satan is on the Prowl.
Speak the Word.
Friends, you know, I have a question for you. Did you know that the most vulnerable part of you is your mind? Have you ever given any thought to that? You know, you might want to take a few seconds and think about that. Have you ever felt like that no matter how hard you try, that something is always holding you back? I mean, sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes seem like the harder I work, the further behind I get, you know, and we just wonder, you know, we're working so hard, you know, why we keep held back. Well, that something is Satan. The reason why that you're being held back is not you. It's Satan controlling your thought life, taking over your mind, taking over your thoughts. And this is why you feel that way, because you're really not your feelings. Feelings are just an emotion in your soulish part, but that's not really who you are. You know, but I have some good news for you today, because, you know, everything will change. I do believe that everything is going to change when your mind is renewed. And I know that people say, and it's going to have to be renewed by the Spirit of God. That's the only way that it's going to get renewed. And I know people say, well, all Pastor Joe talks about is the Word, the Word, the Word. And I'm going to continue to talk about the Word, because this is what God has anointed me to do. And I feel like, I know I don't necessarily feel like it. I just know that God wants me to. And I know this is true because of all the emails and phone calls that we get at Speak the Word Ministry and Make the Word Alive, you know. We get tons of emails and phone calls. So I know, I really believe in my heart, based on the Word of God, that if you can get your mind, you know, through the Holy Spirit, renew your mind to God's way of thinking and change those thoughts, that you won't be giving Satan so much access, you know, because when we're saying negative things, we may not realize this, but we're giving Satan access to our minds. And actually what we're really doing is we're giving him some new ammunition. You know, every time we do that, you know, because he can't read your mind. God can, but Satan can't read your mind, but he pays attention to what you say. And the words coming out of your mouth, it gives him a pretty good idea, you know, how you're thinking. And so it gives him new ammunition, you know, to attack you with. Our main scripture during this message, and I'm sure I'm going to read it in several different translations, you're going to find in Romans 12:2. In Romans 12:2, and the first one I'm going to give you is coming from the Passion Translation. It says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed. Be transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think, because this will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfied and perfect in His eyes. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, that's so true. That's so true. Satan is on the prowl. The title to my message today is Satan is on the Prowl, and he's after your mind. And please take that seriously, because the only way that he can deceive you and the only way he can attack you is through your mind. And I'm praying that today, that the scriptures that I'm going to be sharing with you today and the words, is that it's going to help you to have a better understanding of that. In 1 Peter 5:8, in the New Living Translation, it says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Friends, you know, let me share this with you. Satan's sole intent, his sole intent is humans, to break down your minds. That's his number one goal, is to break your minds down and to do that mentally. And number two is to break your souls. That is dealing with you emotionally and psychologically. And number three, to destroy your bodies. And he does that physically and your spirits. He destroys your body physically through sickness and disease. He destroys your mind mentally through the negative thoughts that he places there. And he breaks your soul emotionally and psychologically. He's working on your feelings. But as I said before, my prayer today is through this message that you will recognize that your life can and will change. It will change when you change your thought life. Why? Because those thoughts, you may not recognize this, but I've taught it many, many times, but those thoughts are going to become words. Friends, your words will cause your health. It'll cause your finances and your relationships, actually everything. It's going to improve everything once you change the way you think. You know, think about this. For instance, what if I told you, what if the most powerful medicine for your well-being isn't found in a pill bottle? You know, I know that I go to the doctor and I take medication, but I also know that I experience a lot of healings in my body. I do know that I pray over myself. And I do know that my husband and myself and others too receive a lot of healing through prayer. But sometimes I do take the pills too. But my question is, what if the most powerful medicine for our well-being isn't found in that pill bottle that we take, but in the words that you speak every single day? I believe that you will uncover in this message, I believe you're going to uncover a profound connection between your language and your health that science is only just beginning to understand. I want you to know this also applies to your finances. We're not only talking about health. I'm talking about when you're speaking the correct words, it affects your relationships, it affects your health, it affects your finances, it affects everything. And this is something that you really need to get a hold of. Your voice is the most influential voice in your life. And I must have said that thousands of times. Your words are the most powerful weapon that God has given to you and me to achieve our dreams, but also to absolutely destroy our dreams. If we aren't coming into agreement with God's word and we're not agreeing with Him, those dreams are going to be destroyed. If you're agreeing with the world's way of thinking, you will destroy your dreams, the ones that God has placed in you, because He's placed desires and dreams in all of us. When you speak God's word out of your mouth, the word that God has already spoken, and you agree with His word by speaking it, I capitalize that, speaking it out of your mouth. I want you to know that when we speak God's word, that it has dynamite power, it has dunamis power, it explodes like dynamite. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Jeremiah 23:29, coming from the Strong's Concordance, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock." And some translation says, a rock of most stubborn resistance. I find that most things that the enemy places on us turn out to be stubborn, you know, stubborn resistance. Sometimes you can speak God's word over a situation, whether it's your health or your finances or your children, and you can gain results right then. But sometimes I believe it's a process. I believe it's kind of like with the 10 lepers, you know, when they asked for Jesus to heal them, and He did. He said He would, and as they walked, He sent them to see the priest, and as they walked, they were healed. You speak the word, and then as you continue to give God the praise and the glory and thank Him for the healing, your healing is the moment that you pray. But sometimes the symptoms don't disappear right away. And like with those 10 lepers, you know, they were healed the moment that Jesus said He would. They were.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Father, I want to thank you for all the word and instructions that you have blessed us with to renew our minds to think like you, so we can defeat our enemy, the devil, when he is placing those negative thoughts into our ears, and how our minds will change when renewed with the Spirit of God, and Satan is no longer able to attack us in our minds, our souls, and our bodies. I pray, Lord, that you'll continue to give us the strength and ability to stand strong against all of Satan's attacks. Lord, your word warns us to stay alert, for our great enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion just looking for someone to devour. Help us, O Lord, to get a revelation this day that our voice is the most influential voice in our lives. And when we use our voice to speak your word, it becomes the most powerful weapon that you have given us to stand up against our enemy, Satan. Lord, your word is like a fire that will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, your word will shatter anything that Satan brings our way. Praise his holy name. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.